You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 173. Let me give it to you straight. Listening to this episode could save you hours every week. Did I get your attention? Good. We all know that each hour of an entrepreneur's life counts, and I want to ensure that you are spending your social media time wisely. Whether you are a social media guru or not, there is no denying that Instagram can change the game of your business. In my opinion, there is nothing better than free advertising, and Instagram is one of the best, most authentic ways to reach your tribe day after day. That said, it is not always easy. Social media strategy takes time, thought, and energy to maximize your impact. I used to spend hours per week just trying to find the perfect photo of that night's dinner while I was sitting there getting cold and trying to come up with a perfect witty caption on the fly. Hello, what was I thinking? In every other facet of my business, I plan nearly everything in advance, from launches to weddings to conferences. Why should my social media be any different? It took me a while to learn how to batch work my Instagram, but now I can say that I dream up an entire month's worth of Instagram content in just a handful of hours. That's right. No digging, searching, or feeling rushed to post. Every single day, I wake up knowing exactly what photo is going up, when the caption is going to be shared, and when I'm posting. You guys ready to hear my foolproof system and save yourself hours every week? Let's dig in. But before we do, I want to read the review of the week. Megan Travels says, "Seriously obsessed. I can binge listen to this podcast any day. I don't follow a lot of business podcasts because I get information overload, but Jenna has a way of mixing fun, life, and practical business tips. Jenna, your personality shines through every episode, and I want to sit in on your interviews. They sound like a party. Gold Digger Podcast makes my heart happy." Thank you so much, Megan Travels, for that 5-star review. And guys, would you take a second and leave us a review? I know it sounds like such a small ask, but it makes such a huge difference in helping us to create this content, to get the best guests, and to push it out for you each and every single week. Just pop into iTunes, search for our podcast, find it right there, and leave your own review. Now, let's dive on in on how you can batch work content for Instagram. Are you guys ready?
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Yo, 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 it is Jenna here. So today's show isn't brought to you by a paid sponsor. It's brought to you by my free Instagram guide, Captions That Convert. That's right. I made a totally free guide dissecting captions that don't just get likes and comments, but captions that actually convert your followers into clients. Because what good is that number under your name if it's not showing you results in your bank account? So grab this free resource and more at jkinsta.com. That's right. We all love free. So hop on over to JK Insta and uplevel your Instagram game in no time. First things first, we want to plan and style in advance, to photograph in similar lighting and colors, and to save time on editing. All right, kids, you ready? First up is to bring your ammo. That's right. It's amazing how easy planning your Instagram is when you have a bank of photos that you love and that you cannot wait to share. Now, if you've been around the Insta world for a while, you know what an aesthetic is. I almost couldn't even say the word aesthetic. Say it with me, people. Aesthetic. Basically, your aesthetic is your Instagram vibe and style. Are you dark and moody? Are you woodsy and rustic? Are you fresh and bright? Are you white and black? There are so many directions you can go, but it's time to figure out yours. For me, I love the difference of stark white backdrops and bright lighting and pops of pale pink and blue and green. And I often share photos of the beaches of Maui, pretty interiors and office spaces, inspiring quotes and photos of me and my sweet husband. Now, these are my go-to Instagram posts. So therefore, I want to ensure that I have options to mix and match on my feed. I have amassed this giant collection of images that fit these requirements over the years. One thing that people always forget is that you don't have to post in real time. And so having this consistency and this collection ensures that my photos are on brand, they're cohesive and recognizable. So how do you build up this bank of photos? It's simple. You commit to it and you own it. Dedicate an afternoon to getting photos in different outfits, settings, scenarios that fit your vibe. Use a self-timer, book a photographer, stage a cooking shoot, whatever you have to do to build out some options for you. These photos are going to become the foundation of your Instagram, and having them all in one place just waiting to be mixed and matched is what makes planning an Instagram feed ahead so easy. Now, this step might sound overwhelming, and I don't want to lose you, but it doesn't have to be. Say you did your hair and your makeup on an average Tuesday. Just throw on a cute outfit and take a few quick pictures. Maybe you're getting ready for church on Sunday. We do a lot of our shooting on Sunday because I know I'm going to be up, I'm going to have makeup on, I'm going to be ready to go. So who knows if you're going to like actually use them, but at least they'll be there as options on those days where you're like, I have nothing to post. I've learned to capitalize on average day moments that can easily turn into material and then put my phone away. Like, you don't always have to be shooting everything to have content. So to summarize step one, I want for you to think about your vibe. What are things that you find yourself that you love sharing? What are things beyond what you do and what you sell? If you guys have heard me talk about the Jenna Kutcher 5, this is going to help you so much. So let me just explain it real quick. I've talked about it on the show many times before, but here's the thing. What are the things that you love sharing? Like, what are you excited about? If I were to meet your best friend and I asked her, describe her in a way that doesn't tell me what she does, but who she is. What does she love? Whether it's clothes or food or nature or travel, whatever it is, I want for you to make sure that you have a plethora of choices to share in each domain. This may take some planning ahead, but it sets the stage for a stress-free Instagram grid. Now, let me sell it to you straight. Here's the deal. You don't have to look perfect in all your photos. And you don't have to have this giant library of images. In fact, on your camera roll, there are probably 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pictures that you could be sharing online. Maybe you're waiting for perfection or you're waiting for real-time moments. But all of those things are in your library and you're kind of just ignoring them. And what I see that happens is that everyone thinks that they have to have the freshest content, that they have to post exactly what they're doing in that moment of time. But when you are so close to a moment, you can't actually ask yourself, like, why does this matter? So I want for you to really think about your vibe. Think about your JK5. So what it is you're going to choose five categories, whatever people would tell me about you beyond what you do. Your work can be one of those categories. And so you want to have four other categories that are things that make you you, whether it's your family, whether it's the city you live in, whether it's the travels you've taken or the food you love to eat. And I want for you to think about how you can share all five of those things, because a lot of times we hide behind our work. It's easy, it's safe, it's predictable, right? But when you start to share things beyond what you do, you start to connect with people in a way that even if they aren't in need of your current services or products, they're interested. They're excited about you. They're ready to learn more. Now, if I only showed my wedding photography, who would be my followers? It'd be Wisconsin brides looking for a wedding photographer in the next year. And that sea of people would be so small. But because I share things like our home, my marriage, my struggles with body image, our journey in fertility. And because I share all these other things, it gives people a reason to follow me, even if they're not currently on the market for what I'm selling. So I want for you to really think about your vibe and think about how you can start building up a content library that is going to help ease the stress on planning out your Instagram. Next, determine the stories that you want to tell and who it is that you want to reach. What are the stories that you want people to know about you? Who are the clients that you're trying to reach? Really, think about your following and who your ideal client is. Are your posts currently serving them? Or are you just reaching your peers? Are you trying to convince your mom that you made the right decision to quit your job? Who are you posting for? Are you posting for your ego? Because Instagram doesn't have to be this narrow pigeonhole topic. You don't have to just talk about the same thing over and over and over again and hope it falls in the lap of the right person. For me, my ideal follower is mid-20s to mid-30s. It's female who has big dreams, a big heart, and is always willing to bet on herself. She may relate to me in my journey with body insecurity or infertility, or she may be showing up for business inspiration. But whatever facet she is there for, I want to ensure that I'm reaching her, that I'm serving her, that I'm hearing her, that she knows that she is being appreciated. To ensure that I'm doing this, I want to make sure that I'm hitting my big topics frequently. A post about body image, a business tip, an encouraging quote, whatever it might be, it's easy to use these topics to create a general pattern to post in, ensure that you are reaching your whole audience fully. Now, I have many different audiences following me, but the truth is that I'm not alienating any of them, because when I am posting, I'm speaking so directly to that ideal client that if it's not for everyone else, they just keep scrolling. They don't unfollow. They don't get angry. They might not double tap it, but the people that I'm speaking to hear it so loud and clear that they're ready to engage. So how can we make the most out of this? I want for you to think about who follows you. What do they like to check in for week after week? What do you have to offer them? How are you solving a problem for them or easing a pain point or inspiring them or simply bringing them joy? Use this knowledge to build up your messaging. When you pick those five general topics that you feel like you are known for and think about how you can cycle through them in a way that is authentic and true to you, you are going to serve your audience so much better in the process, and they're going to know you, like you, and trust you so much more. And guys, we know how powerful the know, like, and trust factor is. And so why are we just constantly spitting out marketing message without showing up and serving? Let's be honest, we all have this love-hate relationship with Instagram. We find ourselves scrolling, we're hashtagging our way into oblivion, trying to crack the code on how to get more followers, and we're straight up exhausted from the rat race. I get it. That is why I want to help you. This show is made possible with the help of my totally free Insta resources to help you write captions that convert, to use hashtags that actually connect you to your dream clients, and so much more. Hop on over to jkinsta.com and get your hands on my resources created with you in mind. That's right, it's free 99 and it is waiting for you over at jkinsta.com. Go dig on in and I'll see you over on the gram. Number three, I want for you to sit down and really just be thoughtful as you prepare your posts in advance. Make sure that you are writing captions that engage and that invite engagement. Okay? So how many of you guys feel like the algorithm just showed up and it screwed us all over? Like it totally robbed us of being able to engage with our people, no one's seeing our posts, and we're just getting so frustrated. Now, Facebook and Instagram's biggest goal is to keep their users engaged. And so the one metric that they're always looking at is how long are our users staying on the app? Now, once you have a general topic in mind for business purposes, I want for you to build your grid. Now, your grid is what your Instagram feed actually looks like in full. Think about it. If somebody hears your name or somebody says, you have to follow this person, what is the first thing that you do? You pull up their grid and you scroll for maybe 1, 2, 3 seconds before you make a decision. Do I want to follow them or not? Now, I don't want to give you permission to go totally crazy about planning out your grid, but I want for you to be thoughtful about it, because your grid is almost like this magazine for your brand, and it gives people a really, really beautiful overview of if they are interested in following you. Now, it can be hard to picture what your feed will look like without seeing it beforehand. And when you're posting just one photo at a time without a greater plan, it's impossible to be strategic with your grid. To ensure that I love the way my photos look by one another, I use this app called Plan. I'm not getting paid to talk about it. I should, though. And I mix and match different photos in order to figure out how I want things to look. That way, it helps me to figure out the order of posting I want to do. I want to see it all in advance so that I can see if I'm going overboard with any certain types of photo. I want to make sure that that aesthetic and my color scheme aligns, and if the picture makes sense for my content needs. It also helps me really strategically lay out my Jenna Kutcher 5. So I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. I don't want to only talk about one thing over and over and over again. I want to make sure people are getting a multifaceted look at my life and my business, and that I'm leaving breadcrumbs of connection with every category that I'm sharing. So in a week, I'll do one post about me and Drew. I'll do one post about body image. I'll do one post about the work that I'm getting paid to do. I'll do a post about our travels or our home. I'll do a post about a resource or an episode that I've created. And that way, I'm just showing up and serving and serving and serving and serving before I ever go to sell. I very, very seldom sell directly from my feed. Can you say the same? And so when you actually take the time to prepare your grid to really look at, what am I serving? What is the overall messaging that is accompanying this? Am I writing captions that are engaging and inviting engagement? Now, one of the beautiful things about this is that it gives you this benefit of planning your Instagram account ahead of time. It allows your feed to not just be beautiful and cohesive and attract new followers, but when you are planning it out, you can go into your little library that you've created, upload the photos that you need, and then you can start to think about the captions. Now, how many of you guys like freeze up when you get to the captions? Once you are satisfied with this grid, we have to dig into the captions. Planning your Instagram in advance allows you to be mega strategic when it comes to your business. Do you have a launch coming up this month? You can subtly cater your captions towards that topic for the weeks prior and leading up to it. If you have a new project launching soon, do a fun countdown. If there's an announcement coming up, change your messaging to take your followers on that ride with you. If you have work that you're excited to share, tell stories about the work that you're creating so that your followers can imagine themselves as a client of yours. While planning ahead might seem daunting, it makes being strategic so much easier because you have this clear map of what topic you should be posting and when. This doesn't mean that personal posts go out the window. Heck no. It just means that there is a time and a place to implement strategy and you'll be ready. Once you have your topics mapped out, write out your captions. Seriously, guys, do this ahead of time. Instead of staring at that blinking cursor, you can do it all at once. If you've heard me talk about batch working, you know how passionate I am about it. When you break up the week into caption by caption, it is super manageable and it doesn't take long at all because your headspace is in the right place. It's amazing how easy this is when you know what facet of your business you're focusing on during a given post. After writing a caption, ask yourself, who is this reaching? What is the purpose of this? Am I telling a story? Because if it feels totally empty and lacking purpose, hit the drawing board again. While people may stop and stare at a pretty picture, I sincerely believe it is the caption and the story that creates true connection. So let's talk about creating captions, because we're all lacking engagement. We're all struggling to get the likes and the double taps and the comments. So every single post of yours has to have a call to action. I want to read your post and I want to be able to clearly see the action that you want me to take after reading it. So when Drew started out with his Instagram feed, Kicking It With Kutch, I remember he would write captions and they would just kind of be like talking off into space. And at the end of it, he'd say, well, how does that look? And I'd say, well, what do you want people to do? He's like, I don't know. I was just posting because I needed to post. How many of you guys can relate to that? Like, that is so relatable. And so I'd say, well, what do you want to know? Do you want to ask them a question? Do you want to lead them to an additional resource? Do you want them to try something new? Do you want them to simply double tap? Would you like for them to tag other people in the comments below? And so a lot of us, we complain about engagement, but we're not actually engaging. When is the last time that you sat on Instagram for 20 minutes to solely engage with your followers, to click on the people that are following you, to go over and like some of their posts and to engage with them? When is the last time that you commented back to people that were commenting on your post, or you went into a hashtag of people that might be your ideal clients and really took a second to engage with them? Because it's so funny. Whenever I travel, I just love to watch people. I'm like one of those creepy people watchers who writes up scenarios in her head. But one thing that I started noticing is that so many of us are just mindlessly scrolling. We're not double tapping. We're not commenting. We're just scrolling. And No wonder engagement is down. Like, that's what we're all doing. And so when you start to plan out your captions, I want for you to ask yourself, what do I want people to do when they finish reading this? And I never want for you to leave a dead end. I always want there to be another step, another opportunity. And guess what? If you have 100 followers and one person comments, serve that person well. That's your person. That is a person that is far more likely to purchase from you, to hire you, to pour back into your business or your dreams. Don't ever underestimate the power of engaging to get engagement. Okay? So when you're thinking about captions, I always ask myself, like, what is a story I can tell? Why does this matter? Who is it serving? Is it serving my ego? Is it trying to make me feel better about something? Am I speaking into the void, or am I talking directly to that ideal client? Because a lot of times when we go to write captions, it's freaking hard, right? Like, captions are the things that hold us up the most. I think so many of us can take this epic photo and then we're like, and I say what about this? But when you follow the Jenna Kutcher 5, you start to get these really traditional stories that you can tell time and time again. How many times have I told a story about a girl in a windowless office with a $300 Craigslist camera who decided to chase her dreams? I mean, I get sick of that story and I'm the one that's telling it. But guess what? It's memorable. It connects me to people, and it really helps to show people what I started as and where I've gotten so that they can imagine themselves enjoying the same results that I've gotten. I tell a lot of stories often because I think that our captions are often wasted space. I love to say that there are two different kinds of people on Instagram. There are the people who love pretty pictures and the people that are there searching for something. And when you can draw them in with a pretty picture, but really pull at their heart with a heartfelt caption, that's when you convert followers to fans. So let's kind of dig into how this works in my business. So Drew and I will do about one or two photo shoots per year. Okay. People always tease us and they say, like, I don't have a professional photographer following me around every day. And guess what? We don't either. And so we will have one of my friends, I have so many amazing photographer friends, take pictures of us. And instead of doing a massive blog post where we share all of those photos, I will slowly leak those pictures out over the year. I mean, I still share photos from 2 years ago because I love them. They're us, and they give me the ability to tell stories. Now, before Drew knew how to shoot on my camera, I set up self timers. Man, these cameras these days, they have so much technology. You can stink and set it up and like shoot a photo using your phone as the trigger. Our iPhones can sometimes take better pictures than our cameras. And so I want for you to stop having the excuses or the limiting beliefs about creating a sort of library for you. And I want for you to just dive into it. I have never had somebody say, Jenna, why are you posting a photo from 2 months ago? Because nobody cares if you're actually telling a meaningful story. And so I want for you to go through your library that's already on your phone. And I want for you to favorite photos that you should have shared or that are great or that have beautiful stories behind it or that create connection with your followers and start building up that library. Because when you can attack social media with a plan, it suddenly becomes less overwhelming. It becomes less time consuming. And it really helps for you to ask yourself, who am I serving? And am I serving them well? So let's think about this. We have a beautiful picture, a predetermined message, and a perfect caption. I mean, you probably feel like you're ready, but here's the thing. There are a few last minute steps that you want to ensure that you are getting maximum likes and comments and exposure and engagement on your post. Because you want as many eyes as possible on the post that you worked so hard on, right? I thought so. So one small thing that makes a world of a difference in your post is that call to action. I simply mean, I am absolutely asking my audience to do something on each post. Now, it boosts engagement. It allows more eyes to see it. And it organically allows you to connect with your audience. So as you start planning these out, I want for you to ask yourself that thing. Now, another thing that is often overlooked when you're posting one-off photos is the timing of the post. People ask me all the time, what hour should I be posting? Guess what? What hour you post majorly impacts your engagement and the subsequent success of the post, but it's not absolutely critical. The timing of an Instagram post is a key part of social media strategy. And for me, if I'm thinking from a strategical standpoint, I want to do everything I can to maximize Instagram's impact. But I want for you to ask yourself, is this the best time? So what time is best is different for every person. I use this app called When to Post, and I've gotten mixed reviews on it. It helps us. Plan also tells us some good times a day, but it's an app that predicts the time of day that is best for you to post on a specific day. And so when you have everything laid out and ready to go, you can look ahead in the week and simply just see what time you should post every day of that week. And then having that in your schedule, you can set reminders and it'll just remind you it's time to push out your post. And it helps make it a little less stressful because you know what the week has in store. But here's the thing. I don't want for you to be waiting until 8 p.m. to push out a post if that's what it's telling you to do, if you're not going to be able to engage. Because what's happening is that people are posting and ghosting. That's what I love to call it, where you're signing on, you're posting, and then you're just logging right off. You're not taking time to respond to comments. You're not posting Instagram stories to promote your post. You're just kind of putting it up there because that's when it said you'd get the best engagement, but you're not actually staying on and engaging. And so I don't want for those clocks to rule you. I want for you to ask yourself, is this a good time? Should I be putting my kids to bed? Should I be present for my loved ones? Is this a time where I can dedicate 20 minutes to actually engaging with my audience? And my last tip for you is to really just engage, because what's happening is that we're asking people to comment. We're asking people to like our posts without giving them anything in return. And so I sincerely block out time each day to read people's comments, to look at their profiles, to connect with them, because not only does this help your post, but you really get to interact with your followers. And isn't that what these apps are about after all? Like, when did we get so consumed with the number that we forgot about the humans? So I want to just kind of review quickly. So what I love to do is I love to create a content library, and then I import that library into an app. You can use whatever app you want. I use the app plan, PLANN. Then I really look at this grid and I start to plan it out based on the aesthetic, the color, the overall appearance, but also figuring out what stories do I want to tell and who am I trying to reach? What's going on in my business that I can communicate while serving people well? And then I sit down and I prepare that grid out and I make sure that I'm writing captions that engage and invite engagement. So I'll sit down and I'll write out captions. And guess what? I can type on my computer a lot faster than I can type on my phone. And so I will type up those captions, text them to myself, import them into Plan, and have them all ready to go. And then I make sure that I am inviting engagement, that I am scheduling posts for times that I can engage well with my audience, that I'm excited about what I'm posting. Now, I know that Instagram can feel overwhelming, and I hear so many grumbles about it, but at the end of the day, it's this beautiful opportunity for us to connect with other humans. And so I'm so excited to share our method, and I hope that my personal method to ensuring that my Instagram game is strong helps inspire you. While it takes work up on the front end, it takes some getting used to. This method undoubtedly saves me and my team hours every week compared to posting one photo at a time without having a big plan. So if you're interested in my other Instagram secrets, I have a list of the 5 Instagram apps that I cannot live without, and it's linked in today's show notes at jennakutcherblog.com/batch. If you want to see the apps that I use every day to help plan it out, to look at things, to get access to the content that I'm creating, go to jennakutcherblog.com/batch. Forget the days of rushing around to post and scrambling for a caption or not knowing what to say, because with this method, you know exactly what photo you are picking, who you are reaching, and what your caption is. And all that's left to do is press publish. I'll see you guys on the gram. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback for today's episode. Find me over at Jenna Kutcher or at Gold Digger Podcast, and I cannot wait to hear from you. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.